Can we do this? Here's the thing I appreciate. Yeah, I'm just going to say that I appreciate a man who sacrifices for his church. He doesn't take a penny from his church. He sacrifices, he works, and he provides spiritual food, along with Pastor Jaime, spiritual food for this church. And I have a lot of respect for that. And can we do this? Can we welcome Pastor Armando this morning as he comes and preaches?
Good morning.
¿Cómo están?
How are you?
Muy bien. Estoy muy contento.
I'm very happy.
Es un honor para mí estar con ustedes.
It's an honor to be here with you today.
Y hoy vamos a hablar acerca de servir a Dios.
Today we're going to learn about serving God.
¿Quién quiere servir a Dios?
Who wants to serve God?
Amen. Todo, ¿verdad? Bueno. Antes de iniciar, quiero darle gracias a Dios.
I would like to first and foremost thank our Heavenly Father
por la vida del Pastor Josh,
for Pastor Josh's life,
por haber abierto su corazón a nosotros,
for allowing him to open his heart to us.
Y también quiero darle gracias a cada uno de ustedes,
and I'd like to thank each and every one of you today at Keystone Church,
porque también han abierto su corazón,
because you've also opened your hearts to us.
El Señor Jesús dijo,
our Heavenly Father said
que en esto nos conoceríamos,
that through this we'll get to know each other,
en que seríamos uno,
and that we'll be one,
y que nos amaríamos los unos a los otros,
and we'll always love one another.
Y estoy seguro que el Señor está haciendo la obra hoy.
And I'm sure he's doing that with us today.
Les platico un poquito de mí.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself.
Yo llegué en 1995.
I got here in 1995,
cuando tenía 17 años.
When I was 17 years old.
Gracias, Pastor.
Thank you.
vine siguiendo el sueño americano.
I came chasing the American dream.
Pero el sueño americano es más veloz que yo.
But the American dream runs really fast.
Pero siguiendo el sueño americano.
But chasing the American dream.
Trabajando duro.
Working hard.
Y buscando diversiones.
And looking for fun.
Y dejándome llevar por vicios.
And letting myself be swept away by habits.
Me di cuenta que estaba perdido.
I realized I was lost.
El Señor me encontró cuando tenía 27 años.
Our Father found me when I was 27 years old.
Vino un pensamiento a mi corazón diciendo, necesito a Dios.
There came a calling in my heart that said, I needed our Father.
Una semana después, alguien me invitó a la iglesia.
One week later, someone invited me to church.
Entendí que Dios me estaba buscando.
And I knew then God was looking for me.
En ese mismo instante, el primer domingo que fui,
that same instant, the first Sunday that I went to church,
le entregué mi vida al Señor Jesús.
I gave my entire life to our Jesus Christ Savior.
Y mi oración era esta.
And my prayer was this.
No quiero vivir sin ti más.
I don't want to live without you anymore.
Te entrego mi corazón.
I give you all of my heart.
Y mi vida.
And my life.
Desde ese momento entró en mi corazón querer servir a Dios.
Since then, I felt in my heart I always wanted to feel our Father.
Pero me di cuenta que había una lucha dentro de mí.
But I realized quickly there was a battle inside of me.
Había una lucha por conseguir mis propios anhelos.
There was a battle where I was looking and wanting to find my own desires.
Y de hacer mi propia voluntad.
And to do what I wish to do.
Entonces el Señor me quebrantó.
And so God challenged me.
Y me puso sobre pruebas.
And he gave me obstacles.
Hasta que entendí.
Until I understood.
Que la única manera de servir a Dios.
That the only way to serve him.
Es de todo corazón.
Is with all of our heart.
Con mucho compromiso.
With a lot of commitment.
Con mucha pasión.
And with a lot of passion.
Colosenses 3:23.
Colossenses, which I believe is Colossians.
Colossians.
3:23.
Dice, y todo lo que hagáis,
whatever you do,
hacedlo de corazón.
Work at it with all your heart.
Como para el Señor y no para los hombres.
As working for the Lord, not for human masters.
Cuando alguien llega a la iglesia,
when someone first comes to church,
que está empezando a caminar con Dios,
when they're just starting to walk with God,
está buscando que lo tomen en cuenta,
they're looking to be taken and to be praised or recognized.
Quiere participar en muchas cosas.
They want to participate in a lot of different things.
Por lo regular viene sensible.
It's something very emotional.
Porque está esperando que la gente lo mire o le dé las gracias por lo que hace.
Sometimes we're looking for people to recognize or thank us for what we're doing.
Okay. Ahora, cuando esta palabra de Colosenses hizo clic en mi corazón,
so when this word clicked in my heart,
entendí que si hago algo, no lo tengo que hacer para la gente.
I understood that when I do something, I don't necessarily need to do it for other people.
Que lo tengo que hacer en verdad para Dios.
That I really want to do it for God.
Entonces yo no sirvo a la iglesia, a los hombres.
So I don't serve people, the human flesh.
Yo le sirvo a Dios a través de la iglesia.
I serve Him, our Lord and Savior, through church.
Yo sirvo en mi hogar a mi esposa, no para ella.
I don't respect and love and appreciate my wife at home for her necessarily.
Lo hago como si lo estuviera haciendo para Dios.
I do it as though I'm also through that love serving our Lord and Savior.
Yo sirvo a mis hermanos, a mis amigos.
I serve my friends, my loved ones, my family.
Como para Dios.
For God.
En el trabajo.
At work.
Yo no hago el trabajo.
I don't do the work.
Para mi jefe.
For my boss.
Ahora lo hago para Dios.
I do that for our Lord and Savior.
Ese es el pensamiento de todo cristiano.
That's the thought of all Christian.
Ahora cuando todo cristiano viene a servir a Dios al principio,
so when all Christians gather together and want to serve God right from the beginning,
viene con mucha pasión,
we're very excited, a lot of passion,
pero en el camino empieza a haber tropiezos,
but then along the way we start to come up with some obstacles and challenges.
¿Algunos me entienden?
Anybody feel that?
¿Algún hermano te puede ofender?
Maybe you'll have a little bit of a discussion or disagreement with someone in the community.
¿El pastor te puede fallar?
You might feel a little disappointed by your pastor.
Tal vez no te toman en cuenta en alguna actividad.
Maybe you don't feel recognized or seen as you participate.
Las cosas no te salen como tú quieres.
Things don't always feel like they're going right.
Y eso empieza a enfriar el fuego que tienes dentro.
And so then that starts to make lukewarm a fire that you first felt very fiery.
Por eso el Señor Jesús dijo en Lucas 14.
That's why our Lord and Savior said in Luke.
Lucas 14:28.
Luke 14:28.
Porque quién de vosotros queriendo edificar una torre no se sienta primero y calcula los gastos a ver si tiene lo que necesita para acabarla.
Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it?
Cuando una empresa inicia un proyecto,
when a big corporation starts a project,
se sientan a analizar todos los obstáculos.
They analyze and think through some of the challenges that may come up.
Nunca vas a ver un proyecto a la mitad.
You're never going to see a big corporation not complete a project.
Siempre lo terminan y en el tiempo acordado.
They're always going to follow through and complete their projects and do so pretty much on time.
Y eso es porque primero analizaron cuáles son los obstáculos.
And that's because they sat down and planned out what some of these potential challenges may look like.
Y los enfrentan antes de iniciar el proyecto.
And they get ready to confront them before the project even starts.
Conozco una persona,
I know someone,
que se quiere casar,
that wants to get married.
Pero antes de casarse, encontró algunos detalles que tenía que enfrentar.
So before getting married, they realized there were some challenges they had to work through.
Y esta persona confrontó estos obstáculos.
And this person thought through and planned out how to go about fixing some of these challenges.
Ahora es probable que no se case.
And now it's likely that they will get married.
Pero
but,
si, si no enfrenta los obstáculos ahora,
but if they don't work or think through those obstacles together,
en el futuro ya casados y con hijos,
in the future with their children and now married,
sería mucho peor.
It would be really difficult to
entonces es muy necesario enfrentar obstáculos.
So it's really important to think through those potential challenges
antes de iniciar algo.
Before starting something.
Y el Señor Jesús lo está diciendo aquí en este versículo.
And our Father is telling us that through this word.
Si me vas a seguir,
if you're going to follow me,
si me vas a servir,
if you're going to serve me,
tienes que sentarte a calcular los gastos.
Think about and analyze those costs.
Y no estamos hablando de dinero.
And we're not talking about money.
Aunque ofrendan y diezman.
Even though you do provide some here at your church.
Estamos hablando de lo que vamos a enfrentar en el camino.
We're talking about those challenges, those real hard challenges that will come about along your way.
Si vamos a servir a Dios, te vas a encontrar con pruebas.
If you're going to serve our Lord, you're going to find some of these challenges.
Vas a enfrentar tribulaciones.
You're going to go through trial.
Puede que los hermanos te fallen.
Some of your own community members may fail you, disappoint you.
Y te estoy diciendo todo esto.
And I'm telling you all of this.
Para que no te sorprendas.
So that you're not blindsided.
Cuando vayas a mitad del camino.
When it's halfway through that project.
Y muchos abandonan la fe.
And some people walk away from their faith.
El Señor Jesús habló de los talentos.
Our Lord and Savior spoke to us about many talents.
Y sabemos que los talentos tienen que ver con servir a Dios.
And we know those talents have to do with serving Him.
Nuestros dones.
Our gifts,
nuestro tiempo,
our time,
es para servir a Dios,
is to serve Him,
y servimos a Dios,
and we do so,
a través de servir a los demás,
by serving others.
Pero muchas veces escondemos el talento,
but many times we hide our gifts,
cuando queremos hacer nuestra propia voluntad,
when we want to do things our own way,
y cuando queremos hacer nuestra propia voluntad,
and when we want to do things our own way.
Las cosas por lo regular no salen como queremos.
Things don't always go as planned.
Y con ello vienen ciertas actitudes.
And with that we have a lot of feelings.
Como frustraciones.
Like frustration.
Depresiones.
Depression.
Tristezas.
Sadness.
Y la única manera de encontrar el camino.
And the only way to find our path.
Es venir delante del Señor Jesús.
Is to come before our Lord and Savior.
Pedirle perdón por no haberlo tomado en cuenta en nuestra vida.
Ask Him for forgiveness for not thinking about Him in our life beforehand.
Y que nos dé la oportunidad de servirle otra vez.
And to ask Him for an opportunity to serve Him once more.
Tenemos un ejemplo altísimo de cómo servir a Dios.
We have a really highly regarded example of how to serve God.
Ese fue nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
And that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Y esa medida es muy alta para nosotros.
And that's just a little bit too high of a bar for us, isn't it?
Pero conozco una persona.
But I know one person.
Con la cual sí nos podemos identificar.
With whom we can identify with.
Y no se asusten por lo que voy a decir.
And don't be scared of what I'm about to say.
Esta persona fue un adúltero.
This person was an adulterer.
Esta persona fue un profanador.
They were full of profanity.
Esta persona fue un asesino.
They were a murderer.
Y aún así Dios lo llamó.
And even then God called to him.
Un hombre conforme a mi corazón.
And he called him a man the way I made him in his heart.
Ese hombre se llamaba David.
And that was David.
Ahora David antes de ser rey.
And David before becoming king.
Él era un pastor.
He was a pastor.
A eso él fue llamado.
That was what he was called to do.
A ser pastor.
To be a pastor.
Yo te pregunto a ti en esta tarde, en esta mañana.
I ask you this morning.
¿A qué te ha llamado el Señor?
What has God called you to do?
Porque el Señor te llama a diario.
Because he calls you daily.
Desde que te levantas hasta que te duermes.
From the moment you wake up till the moment you go to sleep.
Siempre el Señor te está llamando a servirle.
He's always calling you to serve him.
David le estaba sirviendo a Dios a través de ser un pastor.
David was serving God by being a pastor.
Y conocemos la historia que vino el profeta Samuel.
And we know the story that the prophet Samuel came.
Para hacerle el llamado a David.
To call on to David.
Cuando llegó a la casa de Isaí.
When he got to Isaí's house.
Se encontró que había hombres grandes. Se encontró que había hombres grandes.
He found that there were really big men.
Musculosos, guapos.
Muscular, nice looking.
Como muchos de ustedes.
Like a lot of you people here today.
Y el profeta Samuel dijo, wow.
And the prophet Samuel was like, wow.
Señor.
God.
Tú sí sabes escoger el rey.
You know how to pick a king.
Y Dios le dijo.
And God said, no.
No. No te dejes llevar.
Don't let yourself
por
get
la mira,
carried away.
Por la vista.
Don't let yourself get carried away by sight.
Porque yo no veo las apariencias.
I don't see physical appearances.
Yo veo el corazón.
I see your heart.
Y él había visto el corazón de uno que le servía con mucha pasión.
And he saw the heart of someone that served him with a lot of passion.
Y ese hombre era.
And that man was.
David.
David.
Ahora, pensemos en esto.
So now let's think about this.
En la casa de David había una fiesta.
At David's house there was a party.
El hombre de Dios más importante del pueblo estaba en su casa.
The person with the most important name in the village was at his house.
¿Ustedes creen que David no quería estar ahí?
Do you not think that David wanted to be there?
David también me imagino que quería estar ahí.
David also wanted to be there.
Pero era más importante su llamado.
But his calling was even greater.
Y ese llamado era tan importante para él.
And that calling was so important to him.
Que antes de enfrentar al gigante Goliat.
So before going against the giant Goliath.
Él dijo esto.
He said this.
Cuando un león o un oso ataca a mis ovejas.
When a lion or a bear attacks my sheep.
Yo las mato con mis propias manos.
I kill them with my own hands.
¿Qué te da a entender esto?
What does that mean?
Que David era tan fiel al llamado de Dios.
That he was so faithful to God's calling.
Que estaba dispuesto hasta morir.
That he was willing to die.
Antes que una oveja muriera.
Before a sheep would die.
¿Ustedes creen que Dios no lo iba a tomar en cuenta?
Do you not think that God would see that?
Para que fuera el próximo rey de Israel.
To pick him to be the next king of Israel.
Si era fiel para cuidar una oveja.
If he was so loyal to care for a sheep.
Dios sabía que él iba a ser fiel.
God knew he would be faithful.
Para cuidar a su pueblo.
To care for his village.
Si daba la vida por una oveja.
If he could give his life for a sheep.
¿Cuánto no más lo iba a dar por el pueblo de Israel?
How much more would he not be willing to do for his village?
Ahora, puede que nadie vea lo que estás haciendo.
There may be times that no one sees what you're doing.
Tú piensas que no te toman en cuenta.
You feel like they're not paying attention to you.
No te dan las gracias.
They're not thanking you.
Cuando reconocen el trabajo de otros, tal vez no mencionaron tu nombre.
When they recognize the work of others, they forget your name.
A la gente se le puede pasar por alto lo que hiciste.
People may not see what you've done for them.
Pero a Dios no se le pasa por alto.
But God will always see what you do for others.
Y Dios está viendo qué es lo que tú haces.
He sees what you do.
¿Y con qué tanto amor lo haces?
And how much love you put into it.
El hombre no te va a recompensar.
The flesh is never going to reward you.
La recompensa viene de lo alto.
The reward comes with that is mighty and above.
La recompensa viene de Dios.
Our reward comes from God.
Entonces no importa dónde estemos sirviendo.
So it doesn't matter in what ways we're serving.
No importa lo que estemos haciendo.
It doesn't matter what we're doing.
No importa si es algo pequeñito.
It doesn't matter if it's something really small.
Tenemos que entender que no lo hacemos para la gente.
We should remember that we don't do it for the flesh.
Lo estamos haciendo para Dios.
We do it for our Lord and Savior.
Y Él está viendo con qué amor lo estás haciendo.
And he's seeing with what love you do it.
Y cuando tú pones tu esperanza en Él.
And when you put all of your hope into Him.
Tú vas a experimentar que la recompensa.
You're going to realize and live and experience that the reward.
Y que las bendiciones vienen solamente de Dios.
And that our blessings come only from Him.
Entonces Dios quiere que sirvamos con todo nuestro corazón.
So our Father wants us to serve with all of our hearts.
Con toda nuestra mente.
With all of our mind.
Y con todas nuestras fuerzas.
And all of our strength.
Amén.
Amen.
¿Nos ponemos de pie?
Can we please stand?
Thanks for listening today. If you're listening for the first time, we would love to hear from you. Maybe you have a question about the gospel of Jesus. If so, we'd like you to send us an email at hello@keystonerdu.church. If you're a regular listener to our podcast and you would like to donate to the media and outreach ministries at Keystone, your gift would allow us to do more in an effective way to get the gospel out. Thank you for partnering with us in ministry in Durham and around the world.